Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nedarim Daf Yud. We left off on Daf Tesam and Beis. We're at the last few words of the page on Daf Tesam and Beis. V'e Bayis Ema. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and L'zeich Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha. It's also sponsored by Avishai Newman, L'ilu Nishmas, his uncle, Meir Ben Mendel, who was just Nifter last week, and Hashem Shevin Aliyah. And it's also sponsored by Misha Feldman for a full and speedy Refor Shlema for Golda Shavcha Devora Bas Naomi Dina, Shishtav Refor Shlema Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. So first thing we're going to talk about today is how we raised the question yesterday that the chilik that our Mishnah makes between Nedarim and Nedavos doesn't seem to conform to any known shita of Tanaim. We have a shita of Rameir, we have a shita of Rabbi Yehuda about Tov, Mizu, and how to understand the Pasuk. Neither of them seem to be mechalik, though, between Nedarim and Nedavos. They just disagree. What's better? Is it better never to take Nedarim in the first place, or is it better to take Nedarim and fulfill them? But, you know, in terms of the hierarchy of things, but neither of them seem to be mechalik. So we gave one answer yesterday that Afilutem Rabbi Meir. Now we're going to have a second answer that it could even go according to Rabbi Yehuda. And that's going to lead us into a discussion whether a Nazir is considered a Chote. And we're going to try to collect, whether a Nazir is considered a Chote. And we're going to try to collect the different shitos in Tanayim as to whether a Nazir is considered a Chote. And we're going to try to show that the three different Tanayim all hold that a Nazir is a Chote. Then the mission on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to talk about the different Lashonos of Kinuyin. Once we've been discussing Yados, we then have to get into Kinuyei Nedarim. And what are the Lashonos of Kinuyim? And we're going to have a Machlokes where Kinuyin come from. Where do they originate from? You're using these words that aren't words. How is that at all a binding Neder? And that's going to lead into a discussion of Kinuyei Kinuyin. What if you don't only use a corrupted language, you use a corruption of a corruption to take a commitment of a neder? And then we won't get to it today, but the Mishnah at the bottom of Amud Beis is going to then move on to the discussion of neder al yedei hatfasa, by being matvis b'davar acher, that Be'ez Hashem we'll probably discuss tomorrow. So let's begin again. We're holding at V'iba Yosema, the last two words of the page on Daf Tes Amud Beis. So the Gemara goes back to discuss who is the Tana that distinguishes between Nedarim on the one hand and Nedavos on the other hand. And the Gemara says, V'iba Yosema, one might suggest that Afilu Temer Rabbi Yehuda, that our Mishnah that distinguishes between Neder and Nedava follows Rabbi Yehuda, who darshins the Pasuk to be Mishabeach, someone who's Noder u'mishalem, that he's better than someone who's not Noder at all. That being Noder and following through on the Neder, Rabbi Yehuda says, is better than just being careful not to take Nedarim. Kiyam Rabbi Yehuda, when does Rabbi Yehuda say that Noder u'mishalem is the highest Madrega? That's Benedava. That's if you say Harei Zo Karban, you identify this animal, this object as a Karban, because then it's only a Chashash Rachok, that it's going to be maybe Lidei Takala, that it's going to be a problem. But Beneder Lo Amar. But to say Harei a live carbon, Rabbi Yehuda does not think it is a great idea to do that, even if you follow through and you end up paying up, because it's going to be a chashash takala that maybe you're not going to follow through. So our Mishnah follows Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore the Mishnah is mechalik between the Nodrim and the Misnadvim, and it says that the Derech HaKsherim is to be Nodev, but not to be Noder. So V'haKatani Tov Mizeh U'Mizeh Noder U'Mekayim. Really? Rabbi Yehuda is telling me that the only thing that's really good is Nodev, but not being no dare, then how come he used the words Tov Mizeh Umizeh No Der Umekayim? He used the Lashon of No Der. So Tani, No Dev Umekayim. Yeah, you have to change the Lashon of the Brice. So it should be No Dev Umekayim, not No Der Umekayim. You have to make that minor alteration, that minor correction. But a No Der Umekayim, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not a good thing. That's not the Derech HaKsherim, because there is a significant Chashash Takala if one is Noder Umekayim. So it says in Gemara, well, Maishna Noder Delo, Del Masabed De Takala. What is the problem with being Noder? Apparently, the concern is that you're going to delay in fulfilling your Neda. That's the way the Ran consistently explains the Sugya, that the Takala we keep on talking about is that you're going to delay in fulfilling your pledge. And by delaying in fulfilling your pledge, it's going to be a violation of Bal Ta'acher. Well, Nedava Nami Del Masabed De Takala. By Nedava, we have the same chashash that you're also going to be asli de takala, that you're going to delay in bringing this animal to the Beis HaMikdash till after Shalosh Regalim, and that's going to be a violation of Bal Ta'acher. So Ksherim should avoid a Nedava as well. Why does Rabbi Yehuda think that it's Tov Lindov Ulishalim? It's only not Tov to be Noder Umishalim. So says Gemara, no, it's not going to be such a takala when you make a Nedava, because Rabbi Yehuda Tamei, Damra Adam maybe Kivsasa La Azara, because a person could take a Chulin animal, bring it right to the doorstep of the Azara, Umakdisha, and then be Makdish it right there. And then he's right there already, so it's so easy. Vesomichala Veshachta, he'll do Smicha, he'll do Shchita. Immediately, there's not going to be any Cheshash that's going to wait Shaldash Regalim. You see, you can't do that with a Neder. You're going to, what are you going to do? You're going to go to the Pesach Azara and say, Hare Alai Karban. Hare Alai Karban. Where? Now you got to go buy an animal. So it's always going to be a whole process after you say Hare Alai. But when you say Hare Zu, the animal's got to be there anyway. So just bring the animal all the way to the Pesach Azara, say Hare Zu Karban, and then you'll be able to be to do the Smicha and the Shechita Miyad. And that's not going to be a Takala in any which way. Tosus writes, you know, the Gemara had the same Kasha yesterday, and the Gemara said, didn't say that it's Rabbi Yehuda L'shitasa, that it's Rabbi Yehuda L'tamei. It wasn't talking within Rabbi Yehuda, it was talking within Rabbi Meir, but the Gemara had a very similar answer by saying that Kihila Lazokin, Titania Amru Al Hila Lazokin, Shlomo Aladim Alasa Kol Yamav Meviyak Shichul Nazara Makdisha V'samich Alav V'shochta. It gave the same procedure, but it just said that it was Hillel Hazakin. It didn't say Rabbi Yehuda. So that's what Tosos points out. Yeah, the Gemara could have said that Rabbi Yehuda is going like Hillel Hazakin, just like it said within the Shita of Rabbi Meir. But isn't it better, says Tosos, to say Rabbi Yehuda is Lishitaso, that we're able to show that Rabbi Yehuda himself held this way? So rather than bringing a brisa that Hillel Hazakin, we actually have on record that Rabbi Yehuda said that this is a viable solution. So that's why it's okay for a person to be no Dev Umekayim, or great for a person to be no Dev Umekayim, but not for a person to be no Der. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, Tov Lindov Ulishalim. Now, what would Rabbi Meir respond to that? Meaning, Lechora, that's a great plan. Meaning, the way we're understanding it right now is that our Mishnah that distinguishes between Neder and Nedava is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir would say, both Neder and Nedava, bad idea. You're going to cause yourself trouble. Well, why are you causing yourself trouble? Rabbi Yehuda's a very good Taina. You won't cause yourself any trouble at all. You'll bring the chulin animal right to the Pesach Hazara. It's not going to be any chash tekala. What's Rabbi Meir worried about? So there are four different shitos in Rishonim. Tosa suggests that Rabbi Meir holds that even in such a case of being makdish b'azara, we still have to be choshish for takalas me'ila, because not everyone is so careful like Hillel and like Rabbi Yehuda to know how not to violate me'ila even in such a short period of time. Meaning the chash meina is Tosa shitaso. Tosa shitaso understands that the chash is not always a chash of bal ta'acher throughout our Gemara, like the Ran says. Tosus understands that the chashash throughout the Gemara of Shema Yavoli De Takala is a chashash me'ila. Question is, how long of a window of time is an acceptable amount of time to leave something as kadosh without following through? So, because the longer it goes, the greater the risk of me'ila. So everyone agrees that if it's a really long time, you don't want, like nowadays, we're not makdish animals because we don't know how long it's going to be until we have a Beis HaMikdash and we'll be able to do something about it. So nowadays, it's totally unacceptable because it's going to be a forever amount. We have no idea. It's an indeterminate amount of time. But and they seem to agree that if you're nowhere near the Beis HaMikdash, that's unacceptable. But this is the point of Machlokes. What if you're right by the Pesach HaZara? So says Tosfos, Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm not worried. It's such a short window of time. Whereas Rabbi Meir says, why bring this upon yourself? Why bring any window of time upon yourself where you're going to risk me'ila? Better not to make these nedavos in the first place. That's how Tosfos understands. The Ritva says that in the case where you're actually makdish b'Pesach HaZara, Rabbi Meir is not going to worry about takala. Not a takala of bal ta'acher, not a takala of me'ila, he's not. It's just Rav Meir is worried that if you're going to tell people that they could make nedavos, that and don't worry, there's just you know, you got to read the footnote that says you could make nedavos. Just make sure you do it by the Pesach Hazara. Not everyone is going to read the footnote. A lot of people say, oh, you can make nedavos, so they'll just do it wherever they do it, and therefore it's going to be maybe the day takala. The Ramban in Maseches Chulin says a little differently. He says even if a person is constantly always makbid to be makdish in the Dava, but Pesach Hazara, you still have to be choshesh that since he's going to be ragil b'karbonos, he's not going to be careful about his general religious observance. observance. Meaning a person who violates an Avera, person who knows that there's no kapara for whatever he's about to do, so he's going to be much more careful not to do it. Whereas a person knows in his back pocket, he's got a kapara, he's got a plan, right? He could always bring a korban, there's always a possibility. So whenever a person has that plan of a korban in his back pocket, so he's going to, it's just his general observance, his general religious observance is going to falter. That's how the Ramban understands. Furthermore, the Ramban says, who says Rav Meir disagrees with Rav Yehuda over here? Meaning all of these terutzim are, what's Rav Meir going to respond? Maybe Rav Meir agrees with Rav Yehuda. What the Iba Yisema is saying is, afilu Rav Yehuda, not only can our Mishnah be going like Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda would also agree. But it's not dafka Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir's moda to Rav Yehuda that it's a good idea to take a nedava in such a case. When it says, Iba Yisema, afilu tem Rav Yehuda, mekiyam Rav Yehuda, means that the Mishnah is afilu Rav Yehuda, and kol shkein our Mishnah could follow Rav Meir. So those are the different mahalchim in how to understand what Rav Meir would respond. But now back into the Gemara, so says Gemara, Tenach Nedavid de Karbanos. You've explained how you can avoid any risk of Balta'achir or Mi'ila, Bein Laran, Bein Latoslos. You can avoid any risk by when it comes to being no Deva Karban by just doing it right at the doorstep of the Azara. But Nedavid de Nezirus Meikel the Meimar. What about Nezirus? Nezirus is always going to be at least 30 days. You're always going to have a time period during which you are taking a risk. You might become Tameh, you might violate the Nezirus. So how do we have a situation that we're comfortable with a person taking a Nezirus? And what type of Nezirus would that be? So remember, we asked this Kasha on yesterday's daf, and we gave an answer. And we said, oh, the famous story, Shemun HaTzadik, Me'olam Lo Achalti, Me'ashem Nazir Tameh, except for this one guy, that you're right. In general, we don't encourage Nazirus, but you have such a person who is so motivated by proper intentions, L'shem Shemayim, so then the mitzvah is worth it. That's not what the Gemara answers over here, though. Rabbi Yehuda, L'tameh, the Gemara instead answers, this is Rabbi Yehuda, L'shitaso, T'tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Chasidim HaRishonim, Yimisav, L'havi Karban Chatos, the Chasidim HaRishonim loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much that they terribly desired to bring a Karban Chatos. They wanted to fulfill every mitzvah they could possibly fulfill. They didn't want to miss out on any Karban. So, but they can't. You can't bring a Chatos b'nedava. It's not something you could bring voluntarily. But they had a problem. They never did Averos, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu was never maybe Takal Al Yideim. They certainly aren't going to do an Avera on purpose, and even if they did, you wouldn't be able to bring a Chatos for that. And they never accidentally did Averos, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu was not maybe Takal. So it was min hashemayim that they were always helped out. So they didn't have any averus for which to bring a korban. The Shidum Gvetzah says a girsa lufi she'enam chotim, that they didn't sin. Meaning they're not typically in the habit of doing averus. They do whatever they can to be to protect themselves from sin, and therefore it's very uncommon for them to bring korban chatos. Meaning the point of emphasis that shifts between our girsa and Shidum Gvetzah's girsa is it Hashem's doing or is it their own doing? Meaning, who do we credit for them not bringing, never having to bring a Karban Chatos? So the Gemara credits HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks out for the people that are close to him. So he's going to make sure that they'll never have to bring a Karban Chatos. They're never going to stumble into anything. Whereas Shin Tukvetzis emphasizes in his Girsa that they're the ones that are careful. Meaning the Ramban writes, so when a person brings a Karban Chatos, what should go through his mind is that it should be my blood that's on the Mizbech. I should be the one shechted. I should be the one suffering for all of this. So the question begs itself, it was by accident. I mean, that's a little bit harsh for something that a person did b'shogeg. It was a total accident. It was a total mistake. It wasn't something that he did on purpose. Elamai, what's the pshat? That there's a difference between an onus and a shogeg. An onus is totally out of your control. You don't bring a korban for that. A shogeg is that you aren't careful enough. You should have been more careful. Right? What does it bring? A person bringing korban to shogeg? He was mechal Shabbos because he forgot that it was Shabbos. If a person's experiencing Shabbos, how do you forget that it's Shabbos? I mean, if a person is really taking Shabbos seriously, how do you forget that it's Shabbos? Or he didn't know that this was also on Shabbos. If you really take Shabbos seriously, shouldn't you be learning all of the halachos of Shabbos to make sure that you do know what's asur and mutar on Shabbos? Meaning, when a person is chayav a korban, it means that he wasn't careful enough, and therefore he is at fault when he's chayav a korban. It's shogeg, but it's not like like a little kid. He punches his brother. He says, say, well, why did you do that? It was an accident. That solves everything. You can't just say it was an accident. It doesn't solve everything. You still need a kapara for doing something by accident, because accidents happen when a person is not so careful about it. So the point of emphasis is that, according to Shidduch Metzes, is that if the tzaddik is very careful, then he's not going to end up being chayav karban chatas. So what did these people do? They were desperately trying to do every mitzvah in the Torah, including bringing a karban chatas. So ma hayu osin? What was their etzah? They decided to become Nazirim, so that at the conclusion of their Nazirus, they're going to have to bring a Karban Chatas, because there's Kivsa Achas Bashanasa Tamimam Lechatas, is one of the three Karbanos. So even that way, they were even able to bring a Karban Chatas. So since their Kavana was completely Shem Shemayim, there was no Takala in their HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not bring a Takala through their Nazirus, and therefore it's a low risk Nazirus. So our Mishnah that says that Kinidvas Ksherim Nodar Binazir is talking about a Nazirus that comes with that kind of Kavana. So in yesterday's up, the answer was the Kavana of the guy who saw his reflection in the water and had all sorts of thoughts about the Averus that he could possibly do with his good looks. So that was one type of L'shem Shemayim. This is a different type of L'shem Shemayim. It's the same basic answer, but again, Tosos points out, when working within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, we'd rather that the answer be within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, this is Rabbi Yehuda L'Tamei. Instead of bringing some Maisa about Shimon HaTzadik, we're able to say this is Rabbi Yehuda L'Shitaso, because Rabbi Yehuda himself is the one that that taught this idea of Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takala Al Yedei Tzadikim, and that's why they never were Chayav Echatas. Problem is that this is a it's a the Chamor Shel Pinchas Ben Yair. This is like a famous line that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takala Al Yedei Tzadikim. So it's famous because in yeshivas they learn Maseches Gittin a lot, and in the beginning of Maseches Gittin the line comes up that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mevi Takala Al Yedei Tzadikim. And if you look in Tosos over there, Maseches Gittin, Tosos quotes Rabbeinu Tam that such a klal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mevi Takala Al Yedei Tzadikim is Dafka B'Machalos Asuros. It's only true about food that one puts in their mouth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to cause a tzaddik to eat something that is not kosher. But when it comes to other averos, yeah, tzaddikim will violate averos by accident sometimes also. Sometimes there will be takal al yidei tzaddikim. Over here, this is not machalos asurus, this is nazirus. This is about becoming tamei to a mace when a person is a nazir. So the chavra that, or not even become tamei to a mace, this is prior to the nazirus. This is a person who never was able to bring a karban chatas because he never did any avera b'shogeg. What do you mean? There are many averos b'shogeg that have nothing to do with achila. So why is it that we're assuming a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not maybe takal? According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's only by Isurei Achila. So this is a kasha that the Ramban asks in Maseches Chulin Dav Zayin on Rabbeinu Tam. That how does Rabbeinu Tam contend with our Gemara? So all the Achronim try their hand at answering that kasha, meaning how's Rabbeinu Tam going to learn our Gemara? So one of the suggestions, the Chidar writes in Pesach Einayim, that there's a chiluk between the Yamim Harishonim, where they were Kedoshei Elyon, and they were protected from all sorts of Isurim, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not maybe any sort of Tekala Al Yedehem, versus later generations where they went down a Madrega, and they were Nichshol in certain Averos, but still Machalos Asuros, that was like a red line, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't allow them to ingest Machalos Asuros. By Machalos Asuros, there's an assumption that in addition to the Isser Shabbat, there's something called Timtum Aleif, that it has a negative spiritual impact on the person. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to allow that to happen to the tzaddik. Meaning, beyond the Avera, there's some additional level. We can't really understand exactly what that means and what it is, but there's some additional level of spiritually negative impact that happens to a person. In the Shaul Meshev, he's Medayik, that over here it says Chasidim Harishonim, whereas meaning over here it says Chasidim Harishonim Ayim Misavim Lahavi Karban Chatas, and Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takal Al Yedei Ma'adi LeChasidim Harishonim. If you look in Chulin Dav Zayin, Gittin Dav Zayin, it's Tzadikim, it's not Chasidim Harishonim. So maybe these are different types of people, these are different categories of people. That Tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be makshil machalas asuros. Chassidim Arishonim, along the lines of what the Chidah said, Chassidim Arishonim are a different madrega. There are people who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be maybe any sort of takala. Rav Moshe has in a tshuva, in Igros Moshe, or Chaim Chelik Dalit, Tzim Kuf Yutas, that the Gemara means that tzaddikim are not going to be nichshal by a chet that with a chet that you chayav a karban, only when they're not properly careful in something that they should have been careful about. Tzaddikim are nisar in something that they should be careful about, and therefore they're not going to be maybe lidei chatos. That which we say en HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe takali al yideim means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to make it that they forget to be careful in something that they should have been careful, where they'll then be chayav a chatos. What about Rabbeinu Tam, Isra Achila versus other Isurim? That by other Isurim it's possible to be nichshal in an Isur even though a person is very careful, like a person violates ba'ones or something like that. But by Nisra Achila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect that even ba'ones it's not going to happen. Meaning, says Rav Moshe, it has nothing to do with Korban Chatos. The idea of Rabbeinu Tam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not maybe takal de tzadikim, by Machalos Asuras, that means even ba'ones it's not going to happen. But generally speaking, there's a chazaka that tzadikim are going to be careful enough that they're never going to be chayiv chatos, or that they won't frequently be chayiv chatos, but it could happen if they're not super careful that they'll be chayiv chatos. It's just a chazaka that it typically won't happen. With machalos asuros, even ba'ones, it's just never going to happen. That's the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, so now the Gemara discusses a sheet that disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo nadru b'nazir, they wouldn't do that. These chassidim rishonim, they want to be chayiv chatos, that wasn't their solution, to take a neder nazirus. You want to bring a carbon ola? Good. An ola snadava is a wonderful option. Shlamim, misnadev umevi. They want to bring a carbon shlamim. Shalmi nadava, a wonderful option. Todav arba mine lachma. They want to experience a carbon toda with four types of lachme toda. Also wonderful. 10 loaves of each type. Misnadev umevi. So that they could bring that as a nadava as well. Avil binazirus lo isnadvu kadeshlo yukaru chotin. But they wouldn't be misnadiv nazirus because becoming a nazir itself is a little bit of an aveira. Shnemar b'chipir alav me'asher chota ala nefesh. So he was chote b'nafsho because he's mitzar atzmo min hayayin. It's a chet to be a nazir. So that wasn't an option for Chassidim Rishonim to decide to become a nazir. That's a chet. So Amar Abayi. So Abayi comments. Oh, so now we see Shimon HaTzadik, v'Rabbi Shimon, v'Rabbi Lazar HaKapor, kulon shita achasein. That we now have a collection of three tanaim that all hold the nazir chote. That a nazir is a chote. Now, they don't all actually hold the same thing. The Ran points out that they're not mamish one shita. You know, sometimes the Gemara says, kulu amru davar echad, so sometimes it means that they all said the same thing, and sometimes it means that they all, you know, like in the beginning of Masechta Sukkah, that the Gemara says that they all hold diras keva bi'inan, or diras arai but they don't all agree with each other, because one of the shitas that holds diras keva bi'inan holds that a sukkah's got to be a minimum of dalet amos by dalet amos. Another sheet that says Diras Kevin means that it's got to be 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. Well, which is it? Meaning is that they're obviously in disagreement with each other, but it means the same idea, the same concept. So over here also, that's what the Baal Yitos point out in Masechta Sukkah. Over here also, it means the same concept. They're driven by the same idea, even though the way it plays out, Lemaisa, is actually different. So according to Shimon HaTzadik, only a Nazir Tamei is called a Chote, because he's bringing upon himself extra Nazirus. A Nazir Tahar is not a Chote, whereas according to Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Lazar HaKapar, any type of nazir is a chote, even if you're going to remain tar the whole time, because you're depriving yourself of yayin. So they're not all exactly saying the same thing, but they're all driven by this idea that nazirus may sound like this very holy thing, but it's not always such a great idea. It's a little bit of a chet. So where do we find that these three tanaim hold this way? Shimon HaTzadik for Rabbi Shimon Hadamar. Shimon HaTzadik and Rabbi Shimon, we already said that Shimon HaTzadik says, Miyamai lo achalti me'ashem nazir tameh, except for this one guy who saw his reflection, etc. And Rabbi Shimon is what we just said, that the Chassidim HaRishonim would never commit to a Nazirus, because then why would they want to be a Chote? Rabbi Lazar Kapar Barabi, is the title of Rabbi Lazar Kapar Barabi Omer. Barabi means that he was the God of Adar. V'chibra lo me'asher chota ala nefesh. So we see v'chi be'ezog nefesh chatazeh. What nefesh did this person sin with? El shetzir atzmo min ayayin. He was mitzar himself from yayin, and that was therein lies his chet. That's what the Ran says, that the chet is being mitzar himself from yayin. Others say that you can't say that it's baal kapara that he became tamei, because even if he became tamei ba'ones, he brings a carbon, and that wouldn't make sense that you need to bring a carbon for that which you did ba'ones. So it must be that he's bringing carbon to be mechaper for something that wasn't ba'ones. So it wasn't becoming tamei if he was just in the basement one day and the guy next to him drops dead. He also has to bring a carbon. That's not his fault. That's a total ones. So it must be, what's he bringing a carbon for? For accepting the nazirus to begin with. Then why is the Nazir Tahar not bring a carbon? He was also mitzar atzmo min ayayin, meaning a Nazir Tahar also stopped himself from wine. No, but he has a mitzvah. But a Nazir Tameh who lost all those first days of nazirus, he was mitzar himself min ayayin for nothing, and that's what he's chayav a carbon. That's what the Shagasari explains. So now the Rebbe Elazar Kapper explains. If a person who only was mitzar himself from yayin is called a chote, hamitzar atzmo mikol davar alachas kama v'kama. Can you imagine how bad an idea it is to withhold other things from yourself that are totally mutter? Mikan kol yoshe b'tainis nikra chote. So we see from here that anyone is yoshe b'tainis who unnecessarily just decides to fast several days, he's called the chote. V'hadein kra b'nazir tamik siv. So ask the Gemara, but wait a second. This pasuk of Ashar chata al nefesh is talking about nazir tamei. So it sounds like a stam nazir is that never became tamei is not called the chote. So says Gemara, mishum deshana bechetu, that the inyan of the chet of nazirus is mentioned in the context of nazir tamei, because he doubled up on it, meaning he had a double aveira. Not only was he mitzar himself from yayin, he also became tamei during his nazirus. A nazir tahor is also a somewhat of a sinner by being mitzar atzmo min ayayin, but we'd rather not highlight the chet in the context of a nazir tahor because he only has that one aveira that is mitzar atzmo min ayayin. We'd rather highlight the chet in the context of a nazir tameh who has a double aveira that not only was he mitzar atzmo min ayayin, but he also became tameh during the course of his nazirus. Okay, so now we move on to the next mishnah. So we had mentioned that there's a concept called kinuyei nedarim and nazirus and shvuas and charamim. So what are these kinuyim? Kinuyim are a corruption of the language. That instead of saying neder, shvua, nazir, you use some other language that sounds a little bit like it. You just change a letter out. So haomer, if a person says, instead of saying kikar ze'alai karban, he says konam kikar ze'alai, or konach kikar ze'alai, or konas kikar ze'alai, hare ilu kinuyin lekarban. All of those are kinuyin for being matfis something as a carbon. That's your way of saying, this loaf of bread should be usher to me the way a carbon is usher to me. Cherik, cherich, cherif, hare ilu kinuyin lecherim. Those are corruptions of the word cherim, and therefore that's like making something charme gavoa, that you're making it a cherim that becomes usher banat you. Nazik, naziach, peziach, Harel Kinil and Nazirus. Those are words that are substitutes or corruptions of the word Nazir, and therefore that is an acceptable way for a person to be Makabal in Nazirus. Shavusa, Shakuka, Noder Bimohi. A person says Shavusa that I won't eat, Shkuka that I won't eat, or Noder Bimohi, I take another Bimosha Rabbeinu. Mohi is a kinui for Moshe Rabbeinu, that he says that my Shavua should be Chal, like the Shavua of Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayoel Moshe. Moshe takes a that my shvua should be chal like Moshe Rabbeinu shvua. Hare ilu kinuyin l'shvua. All of those things are kinuyin for a shvua. So now we have this idea that you corrupt the language a little bit, you change a letter or two out, and that's also a lashon of nazirus or neder or shvua. So it says, well, where does that come from? Who came up with this? So itmar kinuyin fundamental machlok samaroyim. We alluded to it about a week ago. Rabbi Yochanan Amar lashon umosein. Rabbi Yochanan says it's just foreign languages. It's it's just languages that other nations speak. So they might use the word, you know, these words instead of the Hebrew words. Rabbi Shimon Lach Shomer Lashon Shabadu Lahem Chachamim Lios Noderbo. That no, this is like a code word language that the Chacham themselves made up. And the Chacham came up with this rabbinic language that you can use to accept all of these commitments. V'cheinu Omer B'chodesh Shabadu Melibo. And that's based on Pasuk Melachim Aleph. So now, wait a second. The Ran raises the obvious question all the way back on Daf Beis. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Kinuyim are Lashon Ho'umos. Why doesn't the Mishnah say, we have like this in Maseches Megillah, Eilin Emar B'chalashon. There are certain things that you're allowed to say in whatever language you want that don't have to be B'lashon HaKodesh. So why not just say that Nedarim are Ne'emar B'chalashon Shavuos and Ne'emar B'chalashon Nezirus could be taken in any Lashon. We have to, you know, I don't see French over here. I don't see Spanish over here. Like, why is it just picking random languages that it's giving me examples of? Why would it do that? So the Ran suggests in the name of HaChachem HaGadol Rabbi Yehuda Brav Chasdoi that the Mishnah's Mechadesh that even these Lashonos that are not really primary languages of the Umos HaOlam, it's from some sort of corruption of another language, right? There are certain languages that that are not clearly not pure. They're clearly just some sort of corruption of a previous language. So I might think that they don't count as a language and then that there's not going to be Chal. So Kamash Mulan, that since it's used and Umos HaOlam speak this way, then it doesn't matter whether it's a pure language or not. Tulsa says that if you're using these kinuim that are mentioned in the Mishnah, then you don't even need to understand what you're saying. But if you're Noder B'Lashonos U'umos, then the Neder is going to be Chal only if you understand what you're saying. Meaning if you decide to take a Neder in French or Spanish or English, then you need to speak French or Spanish or English. But if you want to take a Neder using these Lashonos, you don't need to speak these languages in order for the Neder to be Chal. L'chori, you do need to understand what you're doing. I mean, you just don't need to understand how these words touch into the commitment, but you need to understand that you are taking the commitment, because if there's no das for the Nazirus then L'chora, or for the Nedin then L'chora, it's not going to mean anything. The Rashba suggests that the Mishnah is teaching us B'derech Agav some of the languages it's just teaching us some other information about languages that maybe we would not have been aware of. That's hard to imagine, but that's how the Rashba suggests. There's other suggestions as well. So anyway, so this is the Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We also asked, if you recall, a whole discussion with Rishonim. According to Reish Lakish, that it's Lashon Shabadlan Chacham Milibam, so why is any of this binding Midaraisa? If this is all things that the Rabbanan came up with, that these are all languages that the Rabbanan came up with, so that's what the Rishonim deal with that issue as well. So now the Gemara says, V'taymi Maitakin Rabbanan Kinuyin. So let's focus on Reish Lakish for a moment. Why would the Rabbanan be masaking code words to use for how to make these commitments? The low tema carbon, because we don't want a person to use the word carbon. Says Gemara, the lema carbon. What's wrong with the word carbon? There's nothing wrong with the word carbon. We use that word all the time. So says Gemara, dilma amar carbon Hashem. We're afraid that if we use the word carbon, it's just going to slip off the tongue. You're going to say carbon Hashem. So the lema carbon Hashem. What's so bad about saying carbon Hashem? No, dilma amar Hashem v'lamar carbon. Because you might say Hashem carbon. So you're going to say Hashem and you're not going to say carbon. V'kamapik shem shemayim levatala. And therefore you're going to end up saying shem shemayim levatala. So that's why we don't use the word carbon. We use another language that throws you off your game a little bit, so that the word Lashem doesn't slip off of your tongue, because we're afraid that a person is going to say Shem Shemayim Levatala. Right? That's what they say. That's why we say Aleichem Shalom, because Shalom is one of the Shemos of Hashem, as opposed to Shalom Aleichem. Why is it that when a person greets somebody else, he says Shalom Aleichem, it's only the response Aleichem Shalom? Because Chazal tell us that one of the brachas for being Maktim Shalom L'Chavero is a Marichim Yom HaVishnos. So you have a bracha of arichos yamim. So the whole concern is that a person is going to say la Hashem and he's not going to say carbon because he's going to drop dead. He's going to say la Hashem and then drop dead and never say the word carbon. So it turns out that he violated saying shem shemayim levatala. But you don't have to worry; the guy's going to drop dead if he's being makdim shalom lechaver. So that's why we say shalom lechem, right? That's what they say. There's a question of how concerned are we about this? That a person shouldn't do anything where if he's not able to follow it through, it will turn out that he's motzi shem shemayim levatala, right? There's machlokas rishonim, maseches menachos, and elsewhere that whether Sfiras HaOmer is one long mitzvah or it's 49 independent mitzvahs. Let's assume for a moment it's one long mitzvah, right? It's 49 days. So a person's going to say a bracha on the first night. What if he dies during Sfira? People die every year during Sfira, right? So what if he dies during Sfira? It's going to turn out that he's Motzei Shem Shamayim Levatala and all that time in between. So you have to answer that over there. No, the mitzvah is each night there's a separate Maisa mitzvah and the bracha is on the Maisa mitzvah and therefore it's not Shem Shamayim Levatala, even though you may never be able to see it through to have a kiyum mitzvah. In general, just any bracha, anytime you say bracha before doing any mitzvah, you say the bracha before the mitzvah. What if a person says birchas mitzvah and drops dead, it doesn't do the mitzvah? Why aren't we concerned? He's Motzei Shem Shamayim Levatala. So it could be that there's room to distinguish, certainly according to many Rishonim, between a bracha and Shem Shamayim Levatala. That a bracha is an Isser Drabanan of bracha Levatala. Maybe it's Machlokes Rishonim, maybe only an Isser Drabanan, because the whole sentence makes sense. You're saying Shem Hashem in context, but to just say Lashem and then drop dead before you say Karban, that's not in any context. That's just Shem Shamayim Levatala. So it's a lot of discussion, a lot of different sukkahs and shas to try to figure out when are we concerned that you may not be able to see it through, right? Tosos raises the question that why would I say a bracha before sleeping in the sukkah? He says because maybe you won't be able to see it through and it will be a bracha levatala. You won't be able to fall asleep in the sukkah. So the Maritzchias over there says, yeah, how can we say a mapil every night? You can say a mapil, you may not be able to fall asleep. So it's a big discussion when we're concerned that you may not be able to see something through, and when we're not, we don't have such concerns. Okay, so now says Gemara, Vitanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, that minayin li shelo yomar adam la Hashem ola. How do I know a person shouldn't say Lashem Ola, Lashem Mincha, Lashem Todah, Lashem Shlamim, Tamalomar, Korban Lashem, V'kalvachomer, Umazah, Shlon Skavina Laska, Shem Shemaim, Ala Korban, Omra Torah, Korban Lashem, Levatala, Alachas Kama V'kama. If even saying Korban Lashem, you have to be careful not to say Lashem Korban, because you might drop dead between the Lashem and the Korban, it's going to be Shem Shemaim, Levatala, then it shows you how careful you have to be about Shem Shemaim, Levatala. Says Mar Lema Katanai, maybe this machlokes of Yochanan Shlakish, of where Kinuyin comes from, is really machlokes tanaim. Bishami am kinuye kinuyin asurin, ubeisil am kinuye kinuyin mutarin. What is the status of kinuye kinuyin, of a corruption of a corruption? So it's machlokes bishami bishil. Isn't that this same machlokes? My love, that man diyamar kinuye kinuyin asurin, that bishami who holds that someone who takes a neder with kinuye kinuyin, the neder is asur, kasavar, he holds kinuye loshen umos hein, that kinuyin is loshen umos, and some of the umos speak in kinuye kinuyim. Well, man diyamar, and Basil holds that mutarim, that kinuye kinuyim are mutarim, that it's not a binding nether, that it's lashon lacham made up, and lacham didn't make up kinuye kinuyim, they only made up kinuyim, and therefore it's not going to be binding. So you see, it's machlokes besham Basilal. The achronim say, why don't we just ask this as a kashan Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan, you're going like shitas beshamai. So some of the achronim say, yeah, you know, chinami, that's what the Gemara means to say, but lashon nedarim, we're in nedarim land, so we use different languages over here, so that's why we say it this way. Others say that no, because Rabbi Yochanan could just say I hold Vesham Vesil are flipped. You have that a lot of times in the Gemara. But either way, lo says the Gemara, Dekuli al Mekinuyin Lashon Umasein. Everyone could agree that it's Lashon Umasein. Ubeisham Isarvi Bahani Nami Mishlay Umos Vesil Isarvi Bahani La Mishlay Umos. The whole machlokas is whether the Umos use such a language. Vi by Yisema, or another possibility is Beisham Isarvi Gazrin Kinuyin Mishum Kinuyin Ubeisil Isarvi Lo Gazrin Kinuyin Mishum Kinuyin. The whole machlokas is, do we make a gezeira midrabanan that kinuyin kinuyin are going to work atu kinuyin or not? So, heichidami kinuyin kinuyin de nedarim. What are kinuyin kinuyin of nedarim? Meaning, what would be a corruption of the corrupted language? So, Tanya Rav Yosef, mikanamna, mikanakna, mikanasna. Heichidami kinuyin kinuyin de cherim. Tani mefsha'a, charakim, charachim, charaf, mefsha'a is the name of a chacham. That the examples are charakim, charachim, charafim. Kinuyin kinuyin de nezirus. Tani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef taught, machazakna, maznachna, mapichna. These are way off from the language of Nazir. Ibailu, mifchaznamai, mischaznamai, misaznamai. Are these also considered kinuyin for Naziris? Amalei Ravina Ravashi, kinma mai. Konam mai. Konam kamar. I'm sorry. Kinam mai. Konam kamar. Is that a lashon of konam? Odilma kinman bosam. Or maybe you're referring to one of the ketores, the kinman bosam. One of the Samaritan ketores, kinman bosam kamar. So I'm le ravach. Reid rav chil ravashi. Kina mai. If a person says kina, what does that mean? Kina shaltana golem kamar. Is he referring to a bird's nest? Odilma lashon de konam tibai. Or maybe he's saying a lashon of konam of kinoi for a neder. And the Gemara, so tibai, the Gemara leaves that as a suffix. Again, in Maseches Nedarim, instead of teku, sometimes we'll use a lashon like tibai, that we just leave it unresolved. So we leave that as a question. Kinui, kinui de shvua hechidami. What are kinui, kinui of a shvua? Shmuel, shvusiel, shvuel rather, shvusiel, shkukael, shvuel, shvuel ben Gershom mashma. Ask the Gemara, shvuel, that's a person's name. So a person wouldn't use a person's name to take a shvua. El shvuvael, shvusiel, shkukael, mahu. So there's a question whether you should be gorious the word mahu. The Bach takes out the word mahu because the Gemara is not asking about kinui, kinui, about these kinui, kinui. The Gemara is saying that these are kinuyah kinuyim of a shvua in this context. We're not asking anymore about kinuyah kinuyim. It's funny, one of the Rashash writes, no, mahu is the name of a chacham, and you got to read as mahu amar Shmuel. Mahu says in the name of Shmuel, it's like who's on first, right? Mahu, who's mahu, right? So mahu is not asking a question, that's the name of a chacham. Okay, so amar Shmuel, amar ashifta, lo amar klum. If you say ashifta, that's not a kinuyah kinuyim of a shvua, it's lo amar klum. Ashkika, lo amar klum. Karinsha, lo amar klum. All of these things are nothing. Nadar b'mo'ere l'kinuyin. If you take a nadar by Moshe Rabbeinu, that is a kinuyin of a shvua. Tanya, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, ha'omer b'mohi lomer klum. Someone who says he's taking nishpa b'mohi, he didn't say anything. The shvua is not chal because it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't sound like he's saying b'moshe. The kinuy that we learned is b'momsa da amri mohi harei l'kinuyin l'shvua. But someone who's nishpa b'momsa da amri mohi with the shvua that he said Moshe. So then it's considered a kinoi for a shavua. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow on Shabbos we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Amud Beis. Everyone have a great day and a great Shabbos.